Psalm 118, verse 21 through 27 reads, I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us.
Praise you, God. We have so much to thank you for, God. You are amazing. You are marvelous. You are glorious. Lord God, we worship you today, Lord God, and we lift up everything we have. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what we're celebrating here today in this season. Praise you, God. We lift up your holy name. Praise be to God.
Sing a little louder.
up your voices to him with all that you have.
Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
Lord God, we praise you, for you are good, you are mighty, you are awesome, Lord. There is nothing more powerful than you. As we cry out, Lord, save us, you answer. For Lord, you promise to answer those who seek you, to reveal yourself to those who would seek you. And Lord, you promise that if we would repent, humble ourselves, and pray, and turn our faces towards you, Lord, that you will answer. You are a faithful God who never leaves us and never forsakes us. And so you are worthy of our praises. So I invite you to just offer up your praises to the Lord. Can even just one at a time lift up a prayer of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, we need you, Lord.
Exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place.
one more time.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Yes, Lord, you are worthy of all of our praise, of all of the honor and glory. And so, Lord, we exalt you today. We lift you high. We acknowledge your greatness, Lord. We acknowledge how good you are, Lord, and we just seek you. We ask that you would open our eyes, Lord, today to see you moving in our midst. Lord, give us ears to hear what you have to speak to us today. And let us be changed by your message, Lord. As we read your word, Lord, would your spirit empower us to understand your deep truths, God? And so, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in this space today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would remain standing as God's word is read.
This is from Luke 19, 28 to 44. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away and found it, just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they sat Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they're hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation.